The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
And good morning, and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this morning. Hopefully you got the coffee brewing, got the tea going. I don't know, eggs, bacon, I don't know, what are you making over there? Pancakes? Well, whatever it is, please invite me next time. But I'm glad to be joining your Sunday morning here, every Sunday, right here on WHUD 100.7, at GPS for Your Finances. And today's topic, well, that'll be the ABCs of retirement. The ABCs, we're going to cover all those ABCs. And hopefully, you know, if you're not yet retired, give you some suggestions. If you're already retired, hopefully some of these suggestions help as well. So let's get right into today's topic. And ABCs, the ABCs for your retirement. So when do you want to retire? When can you retire? You know, I found a correlation. I've been doing this for almost 29 years. And I always say in dogs' lives, that's about 140 years. So retirement planning, that's all I've been doing all this time. And, you know, I noticed a correlation. Those who have pensions typically are retiring anywhere from 55 to 60. So those pensions, typically those are school teachers, admin, fire, police, so forth, you know, and those who don't have pensions typically work for corporate America, where those pensions have disappeared. We'll talk about that later, where they have to put money into a 401k plan and accumulate that money and down the road use it like a pension. So generally speaking, when can you retire? A lot depends on a whole bunch of factors, of course. But again, I'm just saying overall, what I've noticed is those kind of haves and have nots. Have a pension, retire earlier, obviously. Have not a pension, retire later. And that's just kind of how it goes. But there's a lot of things you can do if you do want to retire early and you don't have a pension. And we'll talk about that in a little bit too. So we're really excited to share the ABCs of retirement, kind of when can you retire. Now, for a lot of people, depends on the circumstances of healthcare, but 65 seems to be a magical number for some people. That is, that's when they can go Medicare, because that's perhaps when the company won't pay for their healthcare anymore. And generally speaking, at 66 and 66 and change, when you can get full Social Security. But I've also noticed that when people do retire, that sometimes they unretire. Not suggesting that you have to do that, but doing this all these years and writing books about this area, I call it serial retirement, where people retire, take some time off, work, retire. So it's like a staggered start. It's unlike our ancestors, parents, grandparents, who when they retired, typically that was it. They didn't go back to work. But I'm finding more and more people nowadays, and they don't really necessarily do it for the money. They just like being you know, helpful, feeling that they're doing something, giving back, and so forth. So retirement age, remember, this is your own decision. But the way we look at it, it's not necessarily a line in the sand like our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents. This is a starting point. For a lot of people, they retire. Maybe a year later, get bored of golfing. How can you get bored of golfing? I could. Or maybe traveling. And then they want to do something else. They want to work with their son or daughter, perhaps, or a friend's business, and do something. But in the second act, so to speak, it's not driven by money. It's actually driven by something of feeling empowered, feeling purposeful, and so forth. So we find that really interesting when you start trying to pick out an age for retirement. And again, when we project people's situations, you know, we do have to put some number out there when people want to retire. But it's really interesting to take a look at and know that this line in the sand is a little bit different. So recognize if you do have a goal for retirement, you know, recognize that maybe just for your first career, so to speak, and you may be starting a second career. Now, no doubt, pensions are disappearing. And it's a shame. You know, back in corporate America for a number of years, I remember my grandmother, she worked at Reader's Digest for umpteen years in the early 80s, late 70s, 81, 82 or so, she retired and started collecting a pension. There's very few companies now that offer pensions. In fact, some of the companies I heard, like Verizon, that used to offer a pension, they converted to 401k plans and so forth. And other companies have done that as well. So pensions are definitely disappearing. If you have a job that gives you a pension, God bless, that's great. And sometimes helping our children out down the road make a decision which company to work for, you know, definitely consider those companies that give pensions or those entities that give pensions. Really important. But those disappearing pensions has put the onus on us. And that's what we have to do, and that's why I write books and why I keep busy, to help people accumulate money like they would have a pension, accumulate money in a separate account, a 403B, a 401K, an IRA, a Roth, all these things we'll talk about. But by accumulating those type of vehicles, the goal is to get that to grow. And then when you're ready to retire, take money out much like you would have a pension. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, the ABCs of retirement. So we're talking about a whole bunch of concepts today, and I'm glad you're joining us in the Sunday morning. Hopefully, like I said, you got the coffee going, got the tea brewing, the toast going, and you're enjoying some of the things you're hearing. Or you're driving. Be careful, two hands on a wheel. So, you know, we're covering what age is the best age. It depends for a lot of people. You know, there's some people I know, believe it or not. I know a fellow who's 89 years old. He's still a lawyer. He loves what he does. Now, again, he's not slugging out 12-hour days, 5 days a week. He pops in a couple of days a week, but he enjoys what he does. So retirement for some people means a whole bunch of things. I know in my family member, we had someone that retired this year at 59 years old. So everybody's different. Here's a 59-year-old retiring, an 89-year-old retiring. You know, yes, it is numbers, but for some people, it goes well beyond numbers. And you should take that into account when you're looking at what you want to do when you retire. What do you want to be when you grow up, so to speak? Well, we do have some good news when it comes to Social Security. At least I believe it's good news. Those who are already collecting Social Security will get a 2% increase starting in 2018. So that was just announced last week. Now, for some people say, that's it. Wait, I go to a grocery store. I know things are growing by more than 2% inflation. Give me a break. But 2% is better because the last 4 years before that, zero. Yes, zero, 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 zero. So 2% is much better, obviously. And by the way, I know Medicare B, Medicare B, D go up as well, but we'll take it. So when you start looking at, you know, your expenses down the road, your pension, if you have a pension, if you have Social Security, you know, Social Security pension, sometimes you talk about cost of living adjustments. Now, some pensions luckily have this great little nugget called cost of living adjustments, which means every 5 years or every couple of years, that, you know, goes up a little bit. You know, your monthly income goes up a little bit. Social Security, we can't count on it. When we do projections at Mahoney Asset Management, we don't actually use Social Security. We use, okay, obviously, plug in Social Security. We take a look at it net after taxes, but we do not add in 2 or 3% a year. We can't count on it. And this kind of gravy that's happened this year. But for Social Security, if you're not sure what your numbers are, go to socialsecurity.org. Use your password, user ID. They'll probably give you like a temporary password. Then you go back in and take a look at it. Now, first off, when you look at Social Security numbers, make sure the earnings are correct. I've had a number of clients who say, wait a second, that doesn't even look like me. I've got something wrong here. So double check that. And then you can take a look at what you're going to get at 62. What do you get then at full retirement age, according to Social Security, 66 and change, 66 and 3 months, 66 and 8 months. And then finally at 70 years old. You know, we still think the sweet spot is the full Social Security age around 66, 67. Now, at 62 years old, if you take it, what happens, you know, each year you actually look at it and it grows 8% a year compounding. So if you leave it alone at 62, by the time it's 63, it adds on another 8%. So it's really important you take a look at that, because the longer you defer Social Security, the better off you're going to be. Well, we'll be right back right after these messages.
Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management has a new book out, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. We have given away hundreds and hundreds of his books over the years, and now it's a brand new one called Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series. Get it now before it even gets to Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. Our listeners will have the first copies. Be among the first 20 callers right now to get a free copy at 845-371-0101. First 20 callers get the new book from Ken Mahoney for 2017, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and you can get it for free right now. That number again, 845-371-0101. Life on Your Terms from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. Your host, Ken Mahoney here of Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, the ABCs of retirement. And now you just heard from Mike Bennett. Give a phone number out for my free book, Not Your Father's Retirement. That's pretty cool. We love this book. It kind of is autobiography a little bit because it talks about my dad and how he had pensions and now they're disappearing. But now it's really interesting. If you're the first 20 callers today, the early bird gets the worm, you'll get that book for free. So it's 845-371-0101. Now, we think it's a perfect companion to the show. So if sometimes you tune into the show, you may miss it, you may miss different parts of it. But again, this book, we do believe it's a perfect companion. That's 845-371-0101. I don't know what number I just gave out before. Sorry about that. 845-371-0101. Now, again, my book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But for free, the first 20 callers, get a pen and paper. Here we go. 845-371-0101. And we're just talking right before the break about Social Security, and you should factor that into your planning, but you should not factor in a cost of living adjustment. Now, again, we're very fortunate, or those who are collecting Social Security are very fortunate now to get a 2% increase in the cost of living, which hasn't happened in a number of years. But going forward, though, we can't always count on that. So when you look at Social Security, and we also left you off with a pretty good, I thought, pretty good tip here, and that is go to socialsecurity.org and double check. Triple check your earnings. Make sure it all makes sense. If you're not sure, you could call them. Good luck getting through, but can you call them? And take a look at your Social Security at age 62, at 62, at 70. Now, for us in general, again, it depends on a whole bunch of factors. Our goal is not to take it 62. Our goal is let it compound at 8% a year, each year until you get up to your full retirement age, which is anywhere from 66 to 67 years old. So that's something to take a look at Social Security. It is part of something you've been putting in for many years. I remember getting my working papers at age 16. I'm sure a lot of your listeners can relate to that. I worked at the AMP, Welcher Avenue in Peekskill. I was out there grabbing carts and at the register and stocking shelves and all those type of things we want our kids to do, to work hard and earn it type of thing. But, most of us did start getting our papers at 14, 15, 16, 17 years old. And think about it. We've been paying into the system for 40 and 50 years. So, yeah, be sure to start collecting. But if you can, defer to 66. Now, we've been watching the stock market make gains after gains, records after record. And in fact, if you tune in every morning on WHUD, you hear me at 8:25 in the morning, talk about the market report. And if you tune in during drive time at 5:15, you'll hear my colleague Bill Kugel give the market report, WHUD Hudson Valley Market Report. And pretty much we sound like a broken record because we keep setting records. And that is 55 times this year, the Dow Jones Industrial Average set a record. It's hard to believe. Over a year ago, the Dow was around 18,000 before the presidential election, bouncing back and forth like a magnet, going above 18,000, only to get pulled back to 18,000, going below 18,000, getting pulled back up to 18,000, and here we are 5,000 points and counting later. So for a lot of people, they really need to revisit their goals and what they want to do. Now, this has been a great ride. I don't have a crystal ball, and then those who live by the crystal ball often eat glass and don't like the taste of that. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know, let's say you started the year, hey, I like being half in stocks, half in bonds. And now you look at it, and thanks to stocks, now you're at 65-35. Now the question becomes, do you want to rebalance and go back to 50-50? That's something you should really consider. Now, if you're closer to retirement, yes, you probably want to lock in some profits gradually. Now, the problem with most people, they want to do this kind of market timing, meaning, you know, sell everything or buy everything, you know, do things incrementally. But if you do have some good gains, if you're worried about the market, there's nothing wrong with kind of, you know, going on your 401k site, right clicking and making some changes, typically locking in some profits incrementally. Again, I don't know the market's going to go higher or lower, but I do know we had a really nice move. And for some people, this allocation now may not make sense based on the great move that we had. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for Your Finances every Sunday morning right here on WHUD. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this morning. Like I said, you probably got the coffee going. I have tea going. I'm a tea drinker. I love, love, love English breakfast tea. I don't put anything in it. So if you see me and you want to, you know, give me some tea, that's fine. But I don't need coffee. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't need milk. I don't need sugar. And today's topic, not tea or coffee, but the ABCs of retirement. I'm so glad you're tuning in, and hopefully we're giving some good tips. But yes, the stock market's been on a tear. Now, some people say, why is the market up? Now, fortunately, I get to go on Fox Business, CNBC, get to go on TV, one of those talking heads, and try to get off the show without giving any predictions. But as far as stocks are concerned, And people want to ask, you know, why it's happening. Of course, the president's been taking a lot of credit for that. And that's fine. Maybe there is some of that confidence that's building around tax cuts. Maybe there's confidence about less regulation around businesses. But for me, it's always been, through all the presidents, it's really been about earnings. If companies can grow their earnings, they can buy back stock, positive for shareholders. They can increase their dividends, very positive for shareholders, like more dividends, more cash dividends on a quarterly basis. And they could also buy the competitors, mergers and so forth. So we've seen this earnings rebound the last couple of years been tremendous, partially because of a weaker dollar for multinationals. I don't want to go through all that. That's really technical, but it definitely helps having this weaker dollar, believe it or not, as we sell into other currencies. But also we're finding a lot of industrial companies like 3M, Caterpillar, Boeing. Some of these names in the Dow Jones Industrial Average have had huge earnings numbers and have done really well. Now, by the way, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is kind of interesting. It's what they call price weighted. Price weighted means based on the price, the higher the price it is, the more weighs into the average. So companies like General Electric, they only trade in $20-some a share. You know, they go down 10% tomorrow, it doesn't weigh in so much as a $180 stock on the Dow Jones that goes down 10%. That would weigh in quite a bit for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. But I believe the reason why the market is doing well is that we have low interest rates. What else are you going to do with your money, it seems, right? I mean, money market and savings are probably less than 1%. For a long time, they were a 1/10 of 1%. So they moved the decimal over. So stocks are interesting when they pay decent dividends. Of course, that could change very quickly. We saw 2008, 2009, how quickly things can change. But for most people, you know, when they look at what's happening, there's a whole bunch of reasons why. But I think the number one reason why is earnings. Well, again, I hope you're back right after this break. And for GPS for Finances, we'll be right back after this break.
Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management is giving you a copy of his new book. It's called Life on Your Terms, and it's another in the series of the GPS Guide for Your Retirement books. Be among the first 20 callers right now at this special number, 845-371-0101. Let me repeat, 845-371-0101. You can get this book before anybody else, before it shows up in Barnes & Noble and at Amazon.com. It's available to you right now. It's called Life on Your Terms. It's another in the series of the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and it's from Ken Mahoney, and you want a copy of this new book. Be among the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney's new book, Life on Your Terms, 845-371-0101 right now.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, the ABCs of retirement. You'll find this every Sunday morning right here, 100.7 WHUD. And I'm so glad you're joining us this morning. Got the coffee brewing, got the tea going. I don't know what you're making. You're making scrambled eggs? That's great. Please send them over here. But again, you just heard Mike Bennett talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. I'm very proud of this book. I put a lot into it. And you heard the first 20 callers will get the book for free. I'm going to give you another opportunity to get a pen and paper together. Here we go. Not Your Father's Retirement, the first 20 callers will get the book for free. That's 845-371-0101. It should also say, should you go online at WHUD.com, look in the lower right-hand corner, and you'll have the book offer. And that will be available for today for your first 20. Again, the right-hand corner of WHD's website will say a book offer by Mahoney Asset Management. So Mike Bennett just mentioned my book for free. It sells on Amazon for $17.99, Barnes & Noble $17.99. And I believe it's a perfect companion to the show, the topics that we go through. Social Security, stock market, retirement, asset allocation, estate planning, taxes. Oh, God, all these things. Well, they're all in that book. They're a companion, perfect companion, I believe, to what we do here every Sunday morning. So call 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. Today's topic, the ABCs of retirement. Right before the break, we're talking about the stock market going way, 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 way up, setting records some 55 times in a row. About a year ago this time, the Dow was flirting with 18,000. Now we're at 23,000 and change, so a 5,000 point move. Now, for a lot of people, again, who gets credit, who gets blamed, you know, all these things go back and forth. Of course, the president's been taking a lot of credit, but I just kind of said, well, you know, that's true. But however, it's really the company's earnings. Company's earnings have been stellar for most part. And with that company, there's confidence underneath it. Not only have companies reported good numbers, going forward, they've given decent guidance. So we've seen companies from technology to industrials. Lately, we've seen leaders in Dow Jones Industrial Average like 3M, Caterpillar, Boeing. By the way, we're not recommending buy or sell these stocks. Just as an example, some of these companies do really well as part of Dow Jones. Dow Jones Industrial Average has 30 different stocks. As I mentioned, it's price weighted, means the higher the price, the more it's weighted into its overall return of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. But what makes it very interesting is that these companies' earnings have been really good. When companies have extra earnings, they can do a lot of good things with extra money in their pockets. They can give it to shareholders, which is nice, in form of dividends. They could buy back more stock, supply and demand type of thing about that. And they could also do some things like, you know, buy the competitors and do things when the stock goes higher. So a lot of good things happen when you really have good earnings. Now, a lot of questions come up about retirement vehicles. I always believe the payroll deduction through your work is one of the best ways to save for retirement, whether it's a 401k plan, a 403b plan, whatever it is you have at work. And I challenge you sometimes on this show to go and see if you can do a little bit more. So let's say you put in 4% and you still have money left over that goes in a bank at 0.1%. Maybe you could put away 6%. Maybe you could put away 8% of your paycheck. Now, some people say, well, geez, you know, does it make a difference? Oh, yeah. So Albert Einstein was probably one of the brightest people to walk the planet Earth. And he came up with some really good theories, theories of relativity, and all those type of things. But one thing he said that was really interesting, he said the eighth wonder of the world is compound interest. And that's, I think he's talking about something like here in a 401k, 403b, that over a lot of years, putting money away, it should be painless, hopefully. You know, every 2 weeks you get paid, taking a little bit out, but whatever you take out, it comes out pre-tax. You're saving money on it right away. It grows tax deferred, and you need to take money out at some point. Now, 59 and a half, you probably heard before. 59 and a half is the earliest you can take money out without an IRS penalty of 10%. However, there are companies that can give you loans prior to that. You got to check all the different things of how that works. But once you turn 70 and a half, you have to take money out, otherwise known as required minimum distribution. But I do think one of the best ways to save for retirement, that I get on the other end sometimes where someone says to me, Ken, my 401k now is $800,000, $900,000. I can't believe it. And why? Because, you know, they did it 20 some years ago, and little by little, they've been putting money away, compounding, you know, what they call dollar cost average. What does that mean? Let's say you put away $500 a paycheck. That's $1,000 a month or $12,000 a year. And let's say the market's very, very low at a given time, like 2008, 2009, where you're actually picking up more shares if you're in stock funds. And conversely, let's say stocks are really high now and share prices are high and you're still putting away your $1,000, well, actually you'll be picking up fewer shares. So this is what they call a dollar cost averaging. But there's so many positive things about putting money away for pre-tax. Now, if you don't have a pension, I don't know how much you can retire. So these vehicles, while you have to make the contributions, are still really important. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances. You'll find it's right here on the dial, 100.7 every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, the ABCs of retirement. I should also let you know, you'll hear me Monday through Friday on WHUD. Around 8:25 in the morning, I give the market updates, the WHUD Hudson Valley Index. And then my colleague, Bill Kugel, a drive time at 5:15 p.m. from Mahoney Asset Management, also gives the market. So if you want to follow the markets, and here you are Sunday morning hearing more about retirement, more in depth. But throughout the week, we'll give you market reports, keep you in tune with what's happening. And lots been happening with the stock market, getting a lot of people excited. Some people think they missed out on it. And as I mentioned, you know, everything's about allocation, a little bit at a time, putting away money over time. Now, as far as a Roth IRA, I think that makes a lot of sense. Now, I mentioned to you the 401ks and 403bs. One of the biggest advantages is you put money in. So let's say you made, let me make it simple. Let's say you made $50,000 and you put away $1,000 a month. Well, that's good for you. That's $12,000. Your earnings actually are $38,000. That $12,000 gets deducted from $50,000 or any number from there. So that's really important. You get the tax deduction. You're making money day one practically. It grows tax deferred, but then you do have to take it out taxable. So we don't know what the tax rate's going to be down the road, but it comes out taxable. Now, Roth IRA is just the opposite. Now, there's a maximum you could put into a Roth IRA, $6,000 going up to $6,500, I believe, in 2018. Check with your accountant. However, if you make too much money, you cannot contribute to the Roth. So always check with your accountant what vehicle to pick. So if it is a Roth IRA, though, what happens? The money goes in, usually through mutual funds. And the Roth, again, there's no tax deduction. Unlike the 401k or 403b, there's no tax deduction. The money grows tax deferred. However, when the money comes out, it comes out tax-free. Typically, those who are younger will enjoy the benefits of a Roth IRA because money can compound over time, hopefully, and down the road, take money out tax-free. So we think that's really positive. But check with your accountant which vehicle to pick. People like us and Mahoney Asset Management tell you how to invest it, you know, how to allocate it. But as far as which vehicle to pick, best for your retirement, always check with your accountant. Gosh, there's so much to cover when it comes to ABC's retirement. The last thing I'm going to tell you, if you're at work and you have a 401k or 403b, tap into human resources. Tap into what they have offered. Sometimes you have an account with Fidelity, and a Fidelity rep will come in once a month. Find out more information about your plan. Try and make the best choices. It seems like it's an area that we don't look at. Well, I enjoy every Sunday morning. It goes by so fast. I have so much more to say, but we'll be back next Sunday and hopefully helping you with your GPS for your finance. So until then, I'm Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous week.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the President and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.